Shrimp fishermen in 8 southern states have banded together to protest what they say are unfair trading practices in 15 Asian and South American countries. Shrimpers from North Carolina to Texas say those countries have been dumping their pond-raised shrimp on the U.S. market. They charge this practice is ruining prices for Gulf Coast and South Atlantic shrimp, putting the fishermen out of business and wreaking havoc on coastal economies. Melanie Peoples reports from Bayou La Batterie, Alabama.
Bayou La Batterie is the seafood capital of Alabama. $1 billion a year in seafood comes out of this little fishing village. 2,300 people live here, and many of them are commercial fishermen. They're at home on the water, their rugged boats easing up and down the narrow bayou that leads to Mobile Bay and shrimp. Like his father and grandfather before him, Doug Johnson is a shrimper.
Yeah, it's just a way of life. You sort of get the mud between your toes when you're a child, and it's hard to get rid of the mud.
But it's a way of life that's dying. It's never been a career for getting rich. The median household income in Bayou La Batterie is around $18,000 a year. But it's always paid the bills. Until now. Standing at the wheel of his shrimp boat, the Jay Malee, his wife Cindy beside him, Johnson chugs down the bayou, cataloging hard times on the banks.
We got a shipyard without a ship on it.
Usually there's about 25 or 30 workers. Today, nobody's there working.
Now we've got the Garcia boats. We were looking at 3 Gulf vessels. They couldn't make the payments on these vessels. Now that's really sad.
Domestic shrimp prices fell by 40% this year. Johnson doesn't want to give up, but he's struggling.
I've worked extremely hard this year to try to overcome the prices. And this year, I've caught more pounds than I caught in the last 2 years. But I'm killing myself to keep the lights burning at the house.
And he's only earning a third of what he made last year. Plus, he's wearing out equipment he can't afford to fix or replace. Many shrimpers are choosing to tie their boats up rather than making a trip that barely pays fuel and crew costs. The story is the same up and down the coast. The problem, they say, is due to illegal dumping. Foreign countries selling shrimp here below price.
I don't think it's a question of if, I think it's a question of how much.
George Barisich is president of the Southern Shrimp Alliance, the 8-state organization created to find a solution. Foreign producers are sending more and more pond-raised shrimp to the U.S. each year. Those shrimp are cheaper to raise, and American shrimpers say unless they do something drastic, like suing the foreign countries, which include Thailand, China, and Ecuador, they'll get no relief. But first, Barisich says, they'll have to raise enough money to hire attorneys.
Basically, we're going to go out in our own prospective states and see how much money we can raise for this type of initiative from the fishermen and the people who make a living off of us. And if enough money is generated, or looks like enough is going to be generated, we will look, hire a team and go forward with the anti-dumping petition.
Because dumping can have such a negative impact on producers, under U.S. trade law, dumping is considered unfair competition and is not allowed. J.C. Lowe is a former Commerce Department attorney who's done some work with the shrimpers. He says U.S. trade laws exist for a reason.
The goal of the law is to require that they sell their goods fairly, i.e., that they sell their goods in the United States for the same price they sell them for in their home country.
If shrimpers prove dumping is taking place, the U.S. could start imposing tariffs on the imports. That would end up raising the prices of not only the imported, but domestic-caught shrimp as well. Shrimpers say they don't want to stop foreign imports. They say the U.S. needs foreign shrimp, just not so much of them. Most everyone in the U.S. agrees the shrimpers need help, but not everyone thinks pursuing legal trade remedies like the anti-dumping lawsuit is the best way to go.
I don't think that they will prevail.
Wally Stevens, president of the American Seafood Distributors Association, a trade group, says navigating international trade law is complicated and expensive.
And the money that would be spent and the likelihood of them prevailing, it's just not a good bet.
Steven says it's heartbreaking to see what's happened to the shrimpers, and he does think someone should help them. He thinks the government should do for the shrimpers what it does for American farmers, provide things like loan guarantees and price support programs.
A price support program would provide some minimal level of revenue, of pricing per pound for shrimp as it provides for milk products or rice or cotton.
The shrimpers don't believe anyone is going to help them unless they make it happen. But should they choose not to go the lawsuit route, there is another way to get relief. The shrimpers could ask Congress to pass a law restricting the amount of shrimp allowed into the country, or they could ask Congress to impose tariffs. But many think that would be harder to accomplish, since Congress would have to consider the relationship America has with foreign countries. Congress might be reluctant to do anything to threaten international ties. What angers many shrimpers, like Beresich, is that the United States is actually helping these countries with foreign aid.
And the worst part about it, a lot of these countries, our government, my tax dollars is going to help them countries survive. You know, so here you're getting beat up with your own money.
An anti-dumping lawsuit could cost anywhere between $600,000 and $5 million. Louisiana shrimper Joe Chasson, who attended a recent Shrimp Alliance meeting, says whatever the cost, help must come soon.
Well, if something don't happen drastically, we're all going to fold.
Shrimpers are also asking for emergency relief aid to get through the rest of the season. Otherwise, they say, a lot of people will lose their livelihoods. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Bayou La Batrie.